From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens will be returning to the Navy, but not as a Navy SEAL. Greitens will be assigned to the Navy Operations Support Center in St. Louis as a general unrestricted line officer. A Navy spokesperson says this position usually involves performing general office jobs. Greitens resigned as governor in June of last year amid allegations of sexual misconduct and campaign finance violations. He made his former status as a Navy SEAL a cornerstone of his gubernatorial campaign and tenure as governor. According to the Kansas City Star, the news that Greitens is returning to the Navy was criticized by some who said it sent the wrong message while the military is grappling with an increase in sexual assaults. The invasive Asian rock pool mosquito was first found in Missouri in 2005. It shares its habitat with native mosquito species, breeding in pools of water left in buckets, tires, and tree holes. But according to biologists at Tyson Research Reserve, the invasive mosquito species doesn't appear to outcompete the native eastern tree hole mosquito. Katie Westby is a postdoctoral researcher at Tyson who led the study. She says that there are a number of possible reasons why the invasive and native mosquito species were able to coexist in experimental buckets.
My suspicion is that they're utilizing different areas of the habitat. So the invasive species might be foraging for food in a different level in the bucket compared to the native species.
The research team is now investigating how climate change might affect interactions between the two species. The flooding this year in the Midwest is likely to add more properties to the federal government's flood buyout program, which has become costlier over the past decade. More intense rainfall and surging seas from a warming climate are expected to make the buyout program even more expensive in the decades ahead. An Associated Press analysis of federal data shows the program can also take years to compensate property owners who agree to a buyout, frustrating those whose homes continually flood. Missouri is the 20th state to join a nationwide sex offender registry. Offender Watch said in a news release last week that every Missouri law enforcement agency that manages or investigates registered sex offenders will be able to collaborate on offender records, aid each other in investigations, and share notifications with the public. It won a 5-year contract from the Missouri Highway Patrol. Missouri has about 16,000 registered sex offenders. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says that there are more than 900,000 registered sex offenders in the United States. Offender Watch says its service allows different law enforcement agencies to collaborate on a single offender record, improving accuracy and aiding in public safety. Its technology is used by more than 3,000 law enforcement agencies in 37 states. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.